place, watch me steal the show. Higher ground, yeah, I'm rising fast. This is my moment, it's built to last. Keep the focus.
Welcome everyone to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm your host, Rebecca Whitman, helping you go from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. I'm so happy you're here today, and we have a very exciting episode in store for you. My guest is Jody Jalene. Welcome to the show, Jody.
Thanks for having me, Rebecca. Happy to be here.
So good to see you again. I had the honor of being on Jody's virtual summit, and I just love what she was about. I love the conversation. So I wanted to continue it on my show. And Jody is a healthcare expert. She is known for helping people age healthier, banish bloat and IBS to reclaim their health permanently. She discovered her methodology through her own health issues. She went from looking 9 months pregnant to a flat stomach. She now teaches her signature flat stomach formula. And after 19 years of being a health coach, she can definitely help you get your health to the next level. So Jody, let's talk about your origin story. How did you end up being a health coach? And what was your own journey to your digestive distress and healing that?
So it's interesting because literally, I think I don't remember my age, but I might have been like, 11, 12, 13-ish years old. And I grew up in this teeny town in Upper Michigan. And there was this sanatorium, this place that where people went, and it was a big place considering this tiny town, where people went when they were sick. They kind of lived in a hospital and it didn't matter your age. And we'd visit people. And I mean, they weren't well, And I remember thinking, I will never end up in a place like that. I will never end up in a place like that. And that was my intention that, okay, take care of myself, right? The body. And so I feel like that was so impactful for me, So health's really always been my passion. Health and self-development since I was 22. So I started learning about it and doing things. I grew up with a lot of trauma and abuse. And so I was trying to overcome my childhood trauma. Well, it wasn't until I got married that it was right before I got married that all of a sudden I was starting to have digestive issues. And it would be kind of off and on, bloating and not feeling comfortable in my body. And then after I got married within a couple months, it was like, boom, my stomach looked 9 months pregnant. And it was always that way. It wasn't like, oh, it was up and down. I wake up in the morning, it's flat. No, it was huge. For 19 years, I dealt with this. And and it wasn't just that my stomach was huge, which is bad enough, right? Because you can't wear the clothes you want and you're trying to hide it all the time. But I was in a lot of pain, sometimes curled up in a fetal position. If I went anywhere, you don't want to go anywhere because it's like, where's the bathroom, Right. And then it was so painful sometimes to breathe. I couldn't even stand up straight sometimes. And so I'd go somewhere and I'd be like pretending I'm okay when I'm like, I can hardly breathe and I'm in pain, So I'm slightly crouched over a little just to relieve the pressure, And, but the worst part, it's all not fun, but I spent hours and hours and hours a day in the bathroom, like hours. It just took over my life, And so I'm like, okay, I know this, right? Let's figure this out. And I did everything under the sun, to try to heal it. And it was so frustrating because I'm like, I know health. Like I am good at health. I know health. Why am I not able to heal this? And there were times I wanted to just, punch my belly and just like my fantasy was it would just pop like a balloon and all go away, It's like
that's painful.
Yeah, it's crazy when this is like, you know, you want it gone. And yeah. And also, you know, why is my body doing this? Why isn't it cooperating? It just didn't make sense. So ended up getting a divorce from my marriage and then right into a relationship after that with a very abusive narcissist. So that was a few years, and it literally got to the point, like, it just brought me to my knees. I'm like, oh my God. I was like, I felt like I was going to have a breakdown. You know, I don't even know what that means, but that's like where my mind was at the time. And I'm like, I hit rock bottom, which I had to, right? That's the point where it's like, I said, never again will I let a man abuse me. I was abused by men as a child. So it's like, hitting that rock bottom, and then that was the where I went deeper within myself to heal. And I had already done a lot of self-development work. Like, this is my thing, right? I've been doing it forever. But there was a deeper root level that I hadn't gotten to. And so once I did that, and this was just trying to heal from the narcissistic abuse, but I went deeper and all of a sudden my stomach got flat and I was like,
what coaching or therapy did you use to go deeper in your trauma?
Yeah. So I, and I'll tell you, I'll just finish this little piece. It's like when my stomach went flat, I was in shock because I had, you know, 19 years and I all of a sudden I had the light bulb moment went off and I was like, oh my God, it was emotional.
Wow.
And so for me, that was so huge because I had done all the things, right? All the things you're supposed to do. But when I realized the emotional component, that was like, yeah, that was such a light bulb moment. So what happened, so how the components of healing was, I had a friend that stayed with me for a time because she wanted to leave her boyfriend. And I'm like, you can stay with me for a time. And she was watching me and she has a knack for coaching. She's, you know, not a coach, but she has a knack for it. And she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, what do you mean? What are you talking about? You're like running around like a crazy person. I'm a single mom at this time too. You're running around like crazy, you know, stressed, you're working, you're not sleeping, like you're going to kill yourself. And she goes, you need to slow down. I said, are you nuts? Like, are you crazy? I can't slow down. I'm a single mom. I got to pay my rent. And you know, all the reasons and the stories why slowing down is a bad idea. I'll never get stuff done. This is what we're programmed to believe.
Right. Hustle culture. Absolutely.
Yes. Yes. And push, 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 you know? And so, so anyway, in the back of my mind, though, I knew she was right because I had actually broken my ankle a couple years before and I felt like, okay, the universe is telling me to slow down, you know? And so, so I was like, what the heck? What do I don't know. I don't know how to slow down. It's like, okay, yeah, I know. I know you've got to slow down, but how the hell do you even do it? You know? And it sounds crazy, but it is very hard when you're conditioned in this world to be
go, go, go. Absolutely.
Yeah. How
did you slow down?
So what I did, and I call this now my step away method because I realize how key this was for me. Say I'm like sitting here working at my computer and the mind goes, right? The mind And it's like, you can't get out of your mind. So I literally would get up and I would go, you know, sit on my couch and I would just sit there for a minute and quiet. Like, and then I would come back. And of course the mind still, you know, goes. And then I come back and then it would go again. And I just started stepping away every time I felt like my mind was out of control with thoughts and whatever, you know how the mind does this. The mind does what it does, right?
The mind, right? The chattering.
We all have it. Yeah. And so I kept doing that. And then the monkey crazy would start to settle. And yeah, the more I did it, like I say, I was stepping away a lot in the beginning, like a lot.
When you stepped away, what did you do? Did you meditate? Did you walk outside?
No, I sat on my couch and tried to just be in quiet for a minute.
Just tried to still your mind.
Yep. Yep. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You know, you just can sit there and
just stop.
Yeah.
It's like when we were little kids, stop, drop, and roll. Like when you feel yourself or the freeze tag, right? You just freeze and be like, okay, let's just take a break, recalibrate, recenter, go to the couch.
Yeah.
And that's your step away method.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I go into more detail on my website, but this, I didn't know any other way. Like I tried to meditate, but I felt like I was like, so that was my way to ease into it. Cause my mind was crazy. I was stressed to the max, you know, worried about money, all of that, you know, and this is a lot. This is like probably the majority of people in this world.
Oh yeah.
So,
and now you help women and a few good men heal their gut issues. So how do you know if your emotions are what is like messing up your digestive health? How can you tell?
If you have digestive issues, it's your emotions. Any symptom in your body, and this is not what we're taught. So this is like, take it in and digest this, and I'll get into it more, but it's any symptom is your body's way of speaking to you, telling you there's a deeper wound there to heal. Okay. And so if you have a symptom, emotional, right? Thoughts, all of this goes right in your body. If you think of, and if it's a hard concept, so if you think of, say you like this boy and he comes over for a date, he knocks on the door and ooh, you get these butterflies in your belly, like in that instant, right? Well, there's no butterflies in your belly. That's how fast your thoughts go into your body. Literally.
It's gut brain access. Like
your
gut is literally your second brain.
Yes.
So why are the emotions getting caught in your gut and not in other parts of your body? Or are they everywhere? You just feel them the most in your gut.
Yeah. They can be everywhere. And a gut is a good indicator because this, you know, like you said, that's the connection. So it's like when you have things that happen when you're younger, and we all have stuff, right? It's a lot of trauma in this world, you know, and it's not an easy world to be in. And when things happen, and maybe you had the best of parents, but it's how you interpret it, or you could have things in school, right? So it's all the mind interpreting, which creates the emotions of, oh, you know, I'm not enough or whatever the interpretation is. But these wounds left unhealed, and of course, you don't know what to do when you're young, or maybe you don't even speak about it. So the unresolved emotions, they get trapped in the body. Mm-hmm. The energy, this is all energy. So, and energetic, like I'll add a component in here from what I spoke about before to help you understand this. It's like a man, like I was talking about the narcissist, okay, and I healed that. A man like that, a narcissist, would never show up in my space, right? I have healed. And I do not resonate on that level anymore. But I did, right? From my childhood wounds.
You healed and then you changed your vibration. We are going to hold that thought. This is really juicy.
Okay.
I am going to cut to a quick commercial break. Everyone, you're watching the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant show. We're going to go to a quick break. And when we come back, Jody is going to talk about how she healed her gut from being with a narcissist. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Jody Jalene. She is an expert on all things health, especially gut health. And she is going to talk about when she changed her vibration and healed the trauma, she was no longer attracting narcissists. So go on, Jody.
Yeah. Yeah. So wherever you resonate, that's what shows up in your life, which you talk a lot about. And so, I mean, that's just an example of the wounding. When the wounds are still inside, it creates a denseness in your body, right? You're vibrating at a low level. And you know, people may be familiar with the scales of consciousness. Like, I used to be in shame a lot of my life from abuse. And that is the lowest level you can be at. And it's not that you're out in the world. Like, I was very successful. I started in the corporate world, worked my way up to an assistant vice president of a bank. You know what I mean? You're out there in the world. It's not like I'm wounded and I'm, you know, trauma.
Right. You're not leading with your emotional pain, yeah. But it's just like trapped in the body. So even though you may not even be conscious of it, your body is remembering it.
Yes, it is remembering and holding on. And so it starts to come out as symptoms, trying to get your attention. And we think something's wrong with the body. So we might go get a prescription, or we might, you know, exercise more. And, you know, of course, you know, exercise is good. And a prescription, prescription can maybe...
puts a Band-Aid on it.
Yes, temporary, maybe relief to get by, but yeah, it's a Band-Aid fix for sure. And yeah, so it's not going to heal you. I mean, have they ever healed? I mean, people are on them for years and years and years and years. That's not healing.
Yeah,
it's not healing, you know? So there's a big difference. So the key is to release the emotions that are trapped in the body in order to heal. So like when I was saying, you know, back when I, when I healed my stomach after having tried for 19 years, the deeper emotional healing is what allowed it to release out of the body. I had no idea. I mean, we know stress affects us. We all hear it. We know it. Yeah, it affects us, right? Yeah, okay, yeah, it's in my body. Well, I'm telling you, there is a difference between knowing something and embodying it, like knowing it. It's a total different energy. Like, we can know a lot of things, but that doesn't mean anything, right?
But how do we get the trapped emotions out of our body? What are your methods?
Yeah, so... you know, reducing the stress, right? Getting out of the mind. And then I have like different techniques that I help people to, when I'm working one-on-one with them, to help them release that emotion out of the body. So it's having to get a little deeper. And it's not that you have to remember all the things that happened to you. Listen, I blocked out 95% of my childhood. I still do not remember, but I healed. Okay, so it's not like that. Like, you gotta hash all this stuff out, right?
We go like psychotherapy where you have to bring up all your childhood trauma. So,
yeah.
So, yep. How do you know if you've released the negative emotions?
Your body heals.
So, yeah. Is this about like healing your nervous system, like stretching muscles? Like, what is?
Yep.
What is the healing process? I know that my listeners are very how-to oriented. They're going to.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I'd have to go. There's a process, right? It's not like, oh, boop, 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 and then you're good, right?
And you heal.
Yeah. It's all about, helping the nervous system, helping you feel safe in your body. Where are you feeling it in your body? One of the things when I'm working with people, I'm a somatic intuitive, so I can literally feel what they're feeling in their body.
You can feel when they're holding it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'll sometimes I don't say, and sometimes I do, and I'll be like, or I'll ask, where are you feeling that right now? And they'll tell me, like, yeah, I know. You know, like, I know, I feel it. I tune into people. That's part of
when you realized you had this ability to tune into people's pain body and know where it is in the body.
Yeah, through like coaching, like all of a sudden I was like, oh my God, I feel, you know, and then they'll talk and I'll be like, well, yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Sometimes I will literally, I'll start to cough. This is how my body wants to get stuff out. I start to cough and sometimes I'll even retch. Like when I was in my deeper healing with myself, I don't do that with clients, but I'll start coughing. I'm like, something's wanting to come out of your body right now. Like it will come to me and I'll be like, oh yeah, it that is wanting to come out. Yeah.
What does retch mean? Coughing without throwing up?
Yeah. Like throwing, like the throwing up motions without anything coming out.
And that's a serious purge.
Yeah. It's like the energy of it or something.
Yeah.
I used to be like, what the heck? I mean, I had it quite a bit for years ago, like, oh my God, like what is happening to me? You know? Yeah. But you know, the more I coach, the more I do this, the more, right, the deeper, you know, this, right. When you work in this field, like you, even knowing the energy piece, like, right, knowing it, but it's like, oh, so huge. Like you just get it at a deeper and deeper and deeper level. You know what I mean?
Yeah. 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 Amazing.
Yeah.
So what is your detox protocol? I was looking at your Instagram today and you have a highlight reel called Detox. What is your detox protocol? Is it like,
well,
yeah, go ahead. Take it from here.
Yeah. Detox. So detox can be a lot of things, right? Detoxing from your emotion, not a lot, but detoxing from your emotions. Okay. Because your mind will take control of you. Your mind will take over if you let it. That's why the stepping away starts to quiet that mind. I mean, if you do nothing, do that, right? Because that will create so much havoc in your body. And you know it. You know it because you feel it, right? Because you can get sick to your stomach thinking about things. So yeah. So, and then detox also, I'm a believer in fasting. I've been fasting for many, many, many years. And so,
how long do you fast for?
I do at least 2 weeks.
Oh my, I could never even imagine doing 2 days. Like you fast for 2 weeks, water only?
I'll do water for a couple days and then juice.
Amazing.
Yeah. And I know, right? And the first time I fasted, I was like, okay, you know, it's all a mental game. It is a mental, this is not physical, seriously, it's mental. So you've got to psych yourself up mentally. And I know it's like, whenever I do a juice fast, I swear I eat more the day before I decide, okay, I'm going to do a juice fast tomorrow. And then I eat more that day. It's like, it's a mental game. But I'm telling you, once you're on it, it's not as bad as you think. Cause we can't even imagine not eating.
Yeah. I mean, I cannot even, I've tried 3 day, 1 day, 3 day, 5 day juice fast, and they've all been so hard for me.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine doing, 2 weeks, but, so this is how someone could reset their gut if they have a really bad,
it'll help relieve some of the symptoms. But you still have to do the emotional.
Of course, of course.
But the detox is even more than just the, it's like the whole body, right? There's so, the foods today are, and they've always been bad, but they're worse today than ever.
Oh, you know? There's so many pesticides, additives, preservatives. It's crazy. So,
so crazy.
Do you make your own juice or do you recommend going to a certain juice company or?
No, I make my own. That way you're getting the enzymes.
What's in your juice formula?
I like to do more, fruits because I used to do more veggies, but you don't get a lot of juice out of a veggie. Yeah. So I'm so used to it now. I'm just like, yeah, I'll just do different fruits. You know, and maybe sometimes I'll do carrots and, you know, things like this, but I find you don't get as much out of the veggies, but they're important, right? I'm not saying don't do that because do it. I'm just so experienced at it. I'm like, okay, let's do the juice, get it done, boom. And then, you know,
So how often do you do a 2-week juice fast?
Every few months.
Amazing. Wow. Yeah. I admire that. So, I know you're all about the emotion, but are there certain foods that we can avoid that are destroying our gut?
I mean, I always say it's not the food, but it is, but is food very important, right? And yeah. I say it's not the food because we always think it's the food. I went through it for years, barely eating, and it wasn't the food. Foods that I couldn't eat then, I can eat now because I healed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, processed foods and right? Even the Doritos and the chips and the, you know, these kind of things, you don't think it really affects you, but it is. So yeah, anything packaged and processed, if you can avoid. And it's like, and I know what you're thinking, oh, who has time to cook? It takes so long. But you know, if you're a mom, this is one thing I did with my daughter. I make cooking an experience. So when I was with her, I would have her be involved, and that was our time together, right? Because we're trying to get things done. Well, then you're like missing out on the time together or with your spouse, and you can make it a more of an intimate experience of just doing, creating together, like being with your food versus, God, food's something I got to get done, shove it in. And no, that like is not good for the gut in the body because you're doing things quick and fast. And, you know, where if you make it an experience and maybe it'll take time to get there, but like my daughter's a great cook now. So that really conditioned her to eat well. I've never given her crap, right? Never. And because kids will eat what you give them from day one, you know? And I mean, so...
Go ahead.
No, yeah, it's okay.
You live in the Midwest. You live in Wisconsin. It's not actually like a pinnacle of holistic health. Like when you go out to eat, when you're on a road trip, when you're like, how do you take care of your health?
Yeah. Yeah. Road trip is harder because sometimes you have to eat whatever they have, but you can still make choices that are less processed, even on the road, you know? But yeah, I actually get a CSA. I get a community share agriculture, and I have, it's like fresh from the garden. And they're everywhere around the
community garden where everybody gets like a little corner or everybody shares what they plant, or how does that work?
No, this is actually from a farm, an organic farm. Yeah. Wow. And they have them everywhere. CSA, it's community share agriculture. If you look it up.
Oh, CSA. Okay. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
So you can get organic food from a farm.
And it is unbelievably good. Like you do not want to cook your food because it tastes so good raw. So good. There's
they deliver it, or do you have to go to the farm and pick it up?
They deliver it like 4 blocks from me, you know, like they'll deliver it around the city, but mine's like really close.
Oh, CSA.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So do you also avoid dairy? Do you avoid coffee? Like, are there other things?
I drink coffee. Yeah. I drink coffee. Yeah. I'm very all natural. I always say my one vice is I color my hair. I know that's bad, but I color my hair.
Oh, no, that's my vice too. I mean, you want to go gray, like, right. More- for them, but I'm not signing up for that.
No,
so we're going to cut to a quick break. We'll be right back. Everyone, thank you so much. You're listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. And this is Rebecca Whitman taking you from burned out and overwhelmed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. We'll be right back. Welcome back, everyone. We are talking to Jody Jolene about her flat stomach method. So what is the flat stomach method?
The flat stomach formula?
The flat stomach
formula. yeah, it is healing the wounds. It is going It is healing the past unresolved trauma that's trapped in the body, that energy. Mm-hmm. Everything's energy. Mm-hmm. That energy is trapped in there. So releasing that, lowering your stress, getting out of your mind. And yes, what you eat is important, you know, getting away from the processed, even though the emotions are actually the key to healing. Mm-hmm. These all will heal the body because you're releasing it. And it's really understanding a symptom is your body's way of speaking to you.
It's your check engine light.
Yes. Yes.
We're taught to ignore them or like mask it with a medication, but that is, the symptoms are your body's way of speaking to you.
Yeah.
So I know you're also big on the pro-aging or aging in reverse movement. What are some of your tips or protocols to age in reverse?
Yeah. So some of the stuff I talked about, okay. Yes. Detoxing. You're not going to like that one. Because when you eat certain things, it will create inflammation in the body.
Right.
And people are more inflamed than they realize. So if you like, and I went through this, like I remember I had inflammation where I'd go down the stairs in the morning and I have to take one step at a time till my body started to come around, you know, walking, and it was inflammation. So inflammation can create pain. Inflammation creates aging, heart disease, all of that stuff. And it's like, well, how do I know I'm inflamed? Even if you wake up in the morning and you're like your hands, like you can tell, you feel it. Like if you do this and they feel a little tight, there's inflammation in your body. You can see the puffiness in your face, your eyelids in the morning. If I eat something that I know like isn't, say I'm traveling and maybe I have a little bit of cheese or something like that, which I know inflames me, I'll see it in my eyelids in the morning. Like they're puffy, right? They're fatter than, you know.
Yeah. Or you get more under eye circles.
Yeah. 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 That. Yep. And so that, creates, it stays in the body. Okay. I'm coming back. I was thinking of something else I wanted to say so that I'm like not focused. The inflammation creates the aging. So being able to get rid of the inflammation is key. It's another big component to aging, getting the nutrients you need, specific supplements that your body needs, because we don't get it from our food. We just don't.
Supplement should everybody be taking?
I have this amazing protein powder that I take that's a whole other topic with my heart issues when I was in my early 20s that really turned my health around. And I take things like vitamin E, something called Carotamax. It's got antioxidants in it, vitamin C, multivitamin. Yeah. Like these things.
Protein powder.
Huh?
Who makes the protein powder that you love?
Shaklee Corporation.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And how long have you been drinking that?
For over 25 years.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
The supplements keep me from aging. Big time.
I'm so big into supplements too.
Yeah.
And then what is your hidden secret that most people that listen to the show, we do know a lot about health protocols. What is a secret that we might not know that will help us heal our body?
Oh, that's a good question. It's not like one thing. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of things. So detox is a big one. I think I say that because that's the one that people avoid the most.
Is there another way to detox without doing a juice fast? Like,
you could do intermittent
hot yoga. Yeah. Tell us about intermittent fasting. Tell us, because not everybody has the mental discipline to do a fast.
Yeah. Well, and I have I can help people with that. I actually have a website that talks about that. But yeah, so you could do like where you eat in a short window of time and then you fast the rest of that time, meaning you don't eat. So you should go at least, it could be 12 and 12. Mm-hmm. So if you say you stop eating at 7 at night, you could start eating at 7 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. That's very doable.
Yeah, it's doable for sure. Ideally, if you could do a few more hours of less eating, that will be more ideal for your body.
Even if it's only a few times a week, that would help with the
digestion.
So what would be a good window, eating window and fasting window, if you wanted to be a little more detoxifying than just the 12 and 12?
Like 16. 16
and 8. So if you eat like between, 11 to 7, which I think is totally doable, and then, or 10 to 6, and then fast the other hours, and that would help you with the inflammation.
Yes, yes. Inflammation is so much more important than people realize. It is so important, yeah.
So what is a low inflammation diet? Do you believe in like a Mediterranean diet or keto, or what kind of diet do you recommend to your clients that are dealing with inflammation?
I call it real food.
Okay.
So, right? It's like, it's the stuff that we know already in a way, right? Because we know, okay, fruits, veggies, shouldn't eat the processed. It's like eating food that's grown out of the ground, not processed. So eating natural, okay, you asked me be natural.
Yes.
You asked me the question, what's the best thing to heal? The number one thing is be all natural. That I am all natural. I didn't even think of that before, but that's how I would answer that now. So natural would be eating what's out of the ground,
What about meat? Do you eat meat or fish?
I don't.
You're a vegetarian?
I do the protein powder. Yeah. Uh-huh. Vegan. Yeah. I have in the past. And the reason I stopped again, like I was vegetarian for a while, ate meat for a little bit, not a lot, but I kind of did. I just don't trust stuff anymore. Like I don't trust it. I'll just be honest. There's just so much in the food today and just makes me nervous, So I'm very careful where I source, and I've always been careful where my food is sourced. Not something people think about. Where's my food sourced? It's not a common thought, and I've always thought that. So it's really important to know where your food is sourced.
So if you are on a road trip and you have to run into the gas station and get something, what would you get?
Something like that is a little harder. I've in the past had my protein with me and got an orange juice and dumped it in there, but I know a lot of the orange juices are not always the best, but, I might grab a bar, like a Kind bar, which has nuts, more of a healthy type bar. If I went out, I mean, I love Thai food. That's like my favorite food. Anything non-American.
Thai food.
Yeah. Non-American food is my favorite. So
Thai food has a lot of sugar in it.
Yeah.
So if you're
eating out, maybe, yeah.
So if you go off the reservation, what is your go-to cheat food?
Wow. If I had a dessert.
Mine is pizza.
Yeah. I used to be huge on pizza. I'm much better. If I do a dessert, it would have to be, because cake, I've always loved cake. But it would have to be Yeah, cheesecake. I love cheesecake. So it's not about being perfect. You know, I'm not perfect, but it, for me, the calories have to be worth it. And then I'm fine with it. You know, like, oh,
what about gum? Does gum destroy the microbiome?
Gum?
Yeah.
Ah, I don't
eat about gum. I mean, yeah. do you tell your clients? Cause I know that I've heard that because gum has so many like fake sugars and stuff. And so do certain protein bars, like the fake sugars really cause a lot of bloating and mess up your microbiome. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, because anything that you said fake sugar, right? Remember I said natural. Your body recognizes a natural. It does not know when you put all these chemical, and that's what processed foods, gum, all of that, sugars, which have been processed. Your body doesn't recognize it and is fighting against it, which will cause inflammation, you know, and other, and wreak havoc in with the gut and the microbiome, all of that. So natural. Yeah.
If you can't pronounce it, don't eat it, right?
Yeah, right. But that's, we have gotten so far away from natural. Huh?
That is a good rule of thumb. Yes. If you can't pronounce it, you don't eat it.
Yep. And so, there's so much of that.
What?
And there's so much of that in food.
Oh, I know. And I think it's same as with personal care products, you know, because what you put on your skin goes to your blood. If you can't pronounce it, don't put it in your body as well. So how can you unblock to heal your body?
Yeah. So that is where the trapped energy is in the body.
Yeah.
This is what's really cool. So when you can release those emotions, heal the at the root, right? We got to get to the root. That is when you become unblocked, where your body will naturally know how to heal. And I'll tell you, when I work with clients, a byproduct of working with them with this healing of the body, their relationships get better. We're not working on the relationship, but the relationship is better.
It's all connected. That's like my 7-pillar framework that I talked about on your summit. All 7 pillars of life, spirituality, physical, emotional, romantic, mental, social, financial, they all affect each other. So when you are unblocked physically, then you get unblocked in other areas.
Yeah. And I have a 3-video series where I talk about unblock to heal the body, you know, your health, unblock to heal your relationships, unblock to heal your self-esteem, you know, your self-confidence. Yeah.
If you could have one phrase that summarizes your philosophy on a billboard, what would it say?
I know it. It just, yes. You have way more control over your health than you have any idea. You have way more control over your health. That is like I could preach this. Like, you have control.
We're taught to choose what they put in their body and what they, and how fast they're moving through life.
Yeah. But we put the authority outside of us, right? This is how we're taught in this world. Oh, that white coat person knows. You know your body more than anybody. How many times have you gone to someone and you're like, but no, wait, that doesn't feel right. No, this is what's going on. You don't understand, right? You know your body. You have way more control. Really do.
Well, you heard it from Jody Jalene. You have way more control of your body than you think. And I know you have a quiz and you're doing this 3-part series on how to unblock yourself. How can people find you online and how can people stay in touch with you?
So there's a link that you will put. There's peaceofmyheart.net, P-E-A-C-E, peaceofmyheart.net /quiz if you want to take the quiz. Otherwise, they can just go to peaceofmyheart.net or my name. Just, you know, search my name and find my information on my website. Yeah.
Awesome. And what is your name on social media?
Jody Jalene.
Okay. And that's G-E-L-I-N.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It doesn't show on here, does it? Jodigeline. So Jodigeline.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for being my guest on the show. And thank you, listeners, for being a part of this movement where you can live your life in a way that does not burn you out. You can actually achieve more by slowing down and doing less. And you can go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Please share this show with a friend. We love our listeners. Take a screenshot of us and we'll re-share it on social media. We appreciate you. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and magnetized. Bye, everyone.
Bye.